MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Jeb McIntosh, CEO, Combined Motor Holdings. Results ending 6 months August saw headline earnings up 1,529%. But let's go to the versus 2019 headline earnings up 65%. Revenue 3% below those 2019 numbers and a dividend of 110 cents. Jeb, appreciate the early morning time. A weird situation, I suppose, where a huge crisis locally and globally, and you and your team have actually managed to, I suppose, use it to your advantage in many ways, get rid of some costs, some businesses that perhaps weren't a perfect fix, and pick up some improved margins due to stock challenges.
Good morning, Simon. You're right on the money there, and we have used it to our advantage, and we have got this ongoing stock shortage, which is a worldwide phenomenon, and it's, we're expecting it to come out in 6 months, we're told, and every 6 months going forward, it's another 6 months. But I think it gradually will loosen up in a year.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, every time I ask someone, they say 6 months, and I'm glad that you're getting the same answers in that place. I mean, the challenge that then puts into it, there's less new car stock. So I'm imagining a lot of customers who perhaps would prefer a new vehicle simply aren't able to. So they move into the second-hand space, and of course that pushes prices due to increased demand.
Well, there's a bigger shortage, I think, in the used car space than there is in the new car space at the moment, Simon.
Okay.
Largely, I think, because we're not selling new cars. So, as you said, they moved across the used. It's pushed up the prices, which the customer, if he's trading a car, and is obviously benefiting from. But it's actually reduced our margins or put pressure on the margins on the used car side in our business.
Yep, and then of course the challenge, I trade my car and then I need to buy another one nonetheless. The July rights, I mean, that really hurt you. I mean, you make the statement, it took almost, 12% off headline earnings per share. I'm imagining that is now behind you, and you're back to full operating. But that was, I mean, quite a hit in what was it's been a tough 18 months, and that was, truthfully, the last thing that corporates needed.
Well, with the third wave coming through, we hit quite badly. But since then, we managed to get about 85% of our staff vaccinated, which should help going forward. Mm-hmm. But the rights, I mean, a big part of our business is in KZN Natal. And KZN Natal was traumatized by these events, Simon. He didn't live through them down there. We call it the war.
Yeah.
Because the security forces were not to be seen during this period.
Yeah,
it's quite nerve wracking for everyone.
Yeah, my sister was down there, and she's in Glenwood, and it was horror stories. A last point: car rental. Obviously, those fleets were cut, and I imagine you're struggling to restock them. Is demand starting to return? I mean, you know, we've got the English, all things being equal, starting to hopefully come for holidays. Is that a space where things should be getting maybe not back to pre-COVID, but certainly demand picking up?
No, Simon, we're picking up remarkably. And I think Christmas in Cape Town season should be as good as it ever was. But unfortunately, a lot of people will be walking because there just aren't enough cars, and not only our fleet, but the national fleet of car hire.
Yeah.
It's quite remarkable. I think people have felt they're in jail for this period, and they've now got an opportunity to get out. So we've seen the bookings picking up quite remarkably.
Yeah, and the lesson seems to be, if you're going to need a car, get it quick, because there might not be one if you wait too long. That's Jeb McIntosh, Combined Motor Holdings, talking interim results. Appreciate the time. The conversation there, have you bought a car in the last year? I have not, but have you bought one? Maybe a new one, a second hand. Have your vote, have your say on our LinkedIn and MoneyWeb profiles. Let us know whether it was a good experience and whether perhaps you paid a heck of a lot for it. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.